don't know if you caught earlier what happened, but there was a collision on the approach into 33.
Those were the chilling words from the tower controller, Reagan National Airport, on the night of January 29th, 2025, as heard on liveatc.net. Susan Shoemaker remembers that night vividly. Speaking for the first time, she tells WTOP.
I was at home. I received a phone call asking if I had seen the news. Before I even knew more, I knew exactly what had happened. And I was devastated because I had fought so hard to keep it from happening.
She's retired now, but at the time, she was an air traffic control specialist at Reagan National Airport. Her job, quality control.
You know, one of the things we do is identify safety risks, collect data, analyze it, identify those risks, and then try to fix the problems.
The FAA has admitted there were failures in the control tower that night. Administrator Brian Bedford at a recent Senate hearing.
We combined that desk in order to allow a controller to go do less valuable tasks, paperwork tasks. There was no reason that that needed to happen at that point in time. That's a decision-making error. Then, obviously, there were controller errors in terms of providing visual separation, context clues to the Black Hawk helicopter, but not sharing those with the PSA captain.
From Shoemaker's perspective, one of the main things that needs to happen next is making sure air traffic controllers are following procedures.
So FAA Order 7110.65 is considered the air traffic controller's Bible. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's the rules and regulations. What it is it provides guidance and procedures for controllers to do their job well.
That's Jeff Gazzetti, NBC News aviation analyst and a former TSB and FAA accident investigator. But are those procedures realistic? John Nance is a former Air Force and commercial pilot and now an aviation expert for ABC News.
We have tried to make an inhuman operation out of a human operation. Let me explain that. When I say inhuman, we expect 100% performance 100% of the time with no mistakes. That's what Dot 65 is all about. But guess what? Human beings are virtually and forever incapable of reaching that standard.
Both Nance and Gazzetti agree what happened that night wasn't due to one specific thing.
There is never one single solitary cause for an air accident of any sort. There never has been, there never will be. And if you're going to prevent something like that from happening again, you've got to prevent everything that was a mistake or that was a problem.
That's where the NTSB's 50 recommendations come into play. How quickly can they be implemented? In a multi-paragraph statement sent to WTOP in March, the FAA said they've moved quickly to bolster the DCA tower staffing and have increased the number of authorized certified professional controllers, support managers, along with operations managers and supervisors. At the same time, the Rotor Act, which would increase requirements for aircraft tracking, has so far failed to pass in Congress. Veteran radar specialist Rick Castaldo says there's still a long road ahead for the FAA.
I think Administrator Bedford has his work cut out for him. But it's not going to be a year or two. I believe you're looking at 5 to 10 years, even if it's mandated.
While legislation has not been passed, the FAA, the Pentagon, and Department of Transportation are all actively working to address the NTSB's 50 recommendations. Progress on each is linked at WTOP.com. Steve Dresner, WTOP News.